Good morning, Power Hour Nation. I'm your honored host, Daniel Berigman. It is great to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. Our two websites, great broadcast today. Wayne Elliott, we got to reschedule with him, conflict on scheduling, but we're going to have him on soon. Perrier is going to fill in today, so we're excited about that. And then Matthew Vadim, a new guest. He's a former vice president of I'll have to ask him what this is, an investigative think tank. You ever heard of that, Kev?
No, I haven't.
So, yeah, we're excited to hear what that's all about. But he's all over. He's been on TV and what have you, talking about the deep state connection shift, kind of looking at this. He's written a book about Acorn and Obama and how we're still paying the taxpayers. So we're excited to have him on. Matthew Vadim will be here in about 30 minutes. So we're going to do the news before then, and then Perrier. So buckle up. Good to be with you, Uncle Kevin.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Another great day in America.
Absolutely. My wife sent me, right off, one, KCXL of Liberty, Missouri. I mean, we got a broadcast in Liberty, Missouri, right? Well, we're actually expanding our coverage there. We've worked out a deal with them. The hour's changing. It's going to be actually live I think the next few days. I actually think we're not on until Monday or something like that. I'm not entirely sure, but KCXL, excuse me, in Liberty, Missouri, Johnny over there, thank you so much for working that out. We're going to be on live starting, I believe, next week. So the hours are different. It's every day except Thursday, I believe. So every day except Thursday. So we're excited about that. And we are expanding. So ladies and gentlemen, please support us. Please think about what you purchase from the Power Mall, because we are looking to expand. We have a show worthy of it, and we're going to do it. We're going to push as hard as we can. So thank you so much for all your support and prayers. My wife sent me an article. Excuse me. This is from Dexter Statesman. Area churches gathered last weekend in Dexter for the annual SEMO Life Change. The churches line parts of Business 60 and 1 Mile Road to silently pray for the end of abortion while holding signs asking for the same. We've been talking about churches. Why aren't churches getting together? If you've ever been to Missouri, ladies and gentlemen, and seen the billboard, I mean, I've lived in a few states, been through a lot, traveling, you know, different things, work and what have you. Maybe Iowa. I've never seen a state that has so many billboards focusing on life, focusing on stopping abortion, focusing on, you know, I've never seen a state like this.
Me neither. I was surprised when I came up here.
It was amazing, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, never seen anything like it.
So anyway, we want to tip our caps to the churches along SEMO, Southeast Missouri, for doing this. They all got together to pray to end abortion. They stood outside on the roads with signs. They made their voice heard. This is fantastic. On the other side of this, go ahead.
Should get one person on.
Yeah, maybe we will.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Planned Parenthood, you know, the tax-funded Planned Parenthood, they've recently put out a statement, I think yesterday, that they are going to spend $40-45 million this election cycle to elect a pro-abortion candidate. So they get our tax money. Money for selling our children's body parts.
That's true. Then
use the money to then elect somebody that will support them in their nefarious, disgusting behavior.
Yeah, it's horrible.
A curse and a pox on them.
I concur.
I stand with these people. I mean, there's certain times in our life, certain things, and this goes hand in hand with William Snowblin's going to be on here tomorrow. And if you never heard him, please tune in. Please tune in. He's a former Luciferian, occultist, devil worshiper, whatever label you want to give. And he'll tell you the linchpin to the spiritual control on America is abortion. He'll tell you that.
Yeah. Sacrifice to Satan.
Yeah. That's the way they look at it. No matter whether you believe it or not, that's the way they look at it. And so it'll be interesting. We'll talk about it. And also Halloween, roots of it and all that, the spiritual things. And I mean, he freaked me out the first time I heard him when he talked about them going down the aisles at Walmart at the grocery store praying over the Halloween candy.
Cursing the candy. Yeah, cursing the candy. Crazy.
Well, we want protection for our children. We want them
That's right.
You know, in America, you talk about American history, that we're not getting the news, but I guess Halloween is news.
Yeah.
Halloween did not exist in America for a long time.
Until about the 40s, early 40s.
Right? I mean, it was like taboo. Banned. It was like taboo. Now, why is that? That's because, do you know what trick-or-treat was? Trick-or-treat was these occultists going to these little farm communities in the old world, in Europe, and different parts of it, and they go, you need to give us your child to sacrifice, or we're going to burn down your barn. That's what Halloween was. And the jack-o'-lantern is related to the skull, related to the pumpkin. I mean, put the candles inside the skulls of the I know this is disgusting, but I'm telling you. So when those people came to America, do you think they wanted any part of Halloween? They wanted no part of Halloween. In fact, it was outlawed in many parts. America did not have anything to do with Halloween. And, you know, when you look at the Salem witch trials, it's kind of become a, you know, whatever, a, you know, witch hunt. That's what we're talking about, Trump, all this. Do you think those people just made that up? Do you think they just said all of a sudden, oh, we're going to just start labeling people witches and start killing people? I mean, if it got out of hand or didn't get out of hand, I mean, there's evidence for both, whatever. It originated with a true idea that they didn't want any part of witches in the new world.
In the new world, absolutely.
They didn't want any part of it. And they saw some signs of it and what have you, and they went nuts. Okay,
they took care of it.
Well, did it get overblown? Probably, whatever. But I'm telling you, they just didn't come up with the idea. They got it from the old world.
Yeah.
Big story, of course, China and the NBA keeps going on. China demonstrators protest at Wizards 76 game versus a Chinese basketball, Guangzhou. I think I'm pronouncing that right. One of the fans at the 76ers game had a free HK poster board. Was holding it up, being fairly vocal. And another one had, Hong Kong, support Hong Kong.
Right.
HK Hong Kong. They were kicked out of the game.
That's right. I saw that.
And then the 76ers, well, they were being rowdy. It wasn't because of their sign. It's because they were being rowdy. Really?
Yeah.
Anybody believe that? Houston Rockets Nike merchandise disappears from China stores. The Chinese people, whether China's trying to erase the relationship, they're pulling down billboards. If you haven't got up to speed on this, NBA teams have gone to China to do preseason games, exhibition games.
They want to sell their product in China.
They want to get Yao Ming's from China. So NBA is big in China.
350 million people play basketball in China.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's a lot. President Donald Trump, now you saw what happened with Daryl Morey and the Houston Rockets, how they backtracked. I think you have. He made a comment about Hong Kong bringing attention. He just really brought attention to Hong Kong, and China went nuts. The Communist Party went nuts, and everybody's been backtracking the NBA. Well, do you remember Steve Kerr and Greg Popovich?
Are they too loudmouth?
They have no hesitancy at all in bad-mouthing Trump about whatever and making up. People can have their opinion.
Right.
Fine. Have your opinion. I don't agree with what you're saying, but here's what happened now. These same people. Okay.
Mum's the word.
Yeah. They put the reporter got in front of them and asked them about China. You know, what happened in China and free speech and stuff like that.
You would think they'd say their opinion.
Kerr, who has been publicly critical of Trump, Steve Kerr, the coach of Golden State, and vocal on several social issues in the United States, has been very vocal in the United States about all kinds of things.
Yipping about everything.
All kinds of things.
Yeah.
Said earlier this week he had no comment when asked about the fallout from the Houston Rockets. He had no comment. Then Trump focused on Kerr 2 days later, saying the three-time championship-winning coach, quote, was like a little boy. He was so scared to even answer the question. He couldn't answer the question. He was shaking. I don't know. I don't know. Trump's making fun of him.
Yeah, he was.
Very ironic. Popovich, the coach of San Antonio Spurs, also avoided directly discussing the protests in Hong Kong. I watched Popovich, sort of the same thing, Trump says. Stephen Curry, who is a world-famous basketball player for Golden State, very big star, who was made aware of Trump's comments about his coach, Steve Kerr, told reporters yesterday that he got to, quote, welcome Steve to the club, then asked more about what's going on. Curry said, listen to the hypocrisy in this.
Yeah.
We've obviously been really outspoken since I can remember. Yes, you have.
Absolutely.
In terms of our organization and all that. But from the league and China and just our presence there and building a business, it's an interesting situation because there's so much history involved. What history? I don't know that history well enough to kind of speak on it or to form an opinion yet. Well, you sure know all kind of things. Run your mouth nonstop. You don't know what's going on in Hong Kong?
Of course he does.
You don't?
Of course he does.
So that's kind of where I'm at with the situation. I'm staying tuned like everybody else.
You can't stand up for freedom.
You can't say any. You can't even say, well, people should be able to say what they want.
Exactly.
I mean, you don't even have to comment. You could just say, well, you know, I don't like a country telling me I can't say something.
Yeah.
If I want to say something, I'll say something. Right now, I don't have an opinion, but I'll say something. No. Do you not think
whipped that, like a little boy?
Now he's a big sponsored by Under Armour. He's Under Armour's spokesman.
Okay.
Do you not think Under Armour's talked to him, told him to shut that mouth?
Oh, of course. They
corporations
want to sell all their stuff over there.
This is hypocritical at, I think, at the least.
Well, I mean, they should think about it.
Starts there.
There's so many people over there that love American basketball. I think America can stand up and say just about whatever they want and still have all those fans over there.
Well, the Chinese,
they don't want to watch Europe play basketball. They want to watch Americans play basketball.
Well, they talk about making a difference. They talk about social justice. They talk about standing up for all these. Mm. My God, can you not just spend 5 minutes to research China and see what's going on there and not, you're so self-righteous? You know, have an opinion. This is everything that you've talked about, Steve Curry. This is everything you've talked about.
Freedom.
Going on in China.
You don't want freedom?
Pulling people off the streets and ripping their organs, forced abortions,
re-education camps.
Re-education camps, sterilize them there, raping them there.
Yeah.
That's what's going on right now. If you disagree with the government, then you're going to, you can't ride a train.
And you want to do business with these people?
Well,
Shame on you.
Well, no, I'm fine with that. They're part of the NBA. They want to do business. But you want to shut up now?
Yeah.
That's what bothers me. I get it. You know, the NBA is going there. That's not his choice. The NBA is going there. But you want to shut up now, Steve Curry?
Yeah, loudmouth.
Yeah, Steve Kerr?
Both of them.
Greg Popovich?
Yeah.
Where's your mouth now?
Yeah, you pop off about Trump all the time.
Well, right. Or some social justice or how he's bad for black people.
Yeah.
Really?
With no evidence whatsoever.
Yeah, and so you got China darn near, I mean, we're talking the beginning of Nazi Germany. That's what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
We're talking about 1938-39 Nazi Germany on
a million
massive
people in
scale.
In that re-education camp. A million people. It's like Nazi Germany. Absolutely like Nazi Germany.
Anyway, I don't know what more to say on this. WHO admits polio outbreak in the Philippines caused by polio vaccines.
And who didn't know that?
The outbreak, quote, caused by vaccine-derived poliovirus type 2. What does that mean? It means when they look at the strain of the people that they have, it's not a wild strain. They didn't get it from their neighbor. They get it from the sewage. They didn't get it from bad hygiene. They didn't get it from not getting the vaccine. It is the strain in the vaccine.
That's right. They got it from the injection or the sugar cube that they give you. One of the two.
Polio vaccines are often cited as a success story proving that vaccines work. That's really being debunked for the most part.
Yes, it has.
Trump says the military-industrial complex has got tremendous power and they make a lot of money off war.
They do.
Well, that's an understatement of the day.
Of the day.
And this goes with what's going on in Syria. Trump is getting really hit hard by pulling out of Syria. I don't know enough about this to even, I mean, I hear both sides, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Trump, if you haven't heard, Trump's pulling out of, is it northern Syria, border of Turkey, or close to Turkey?
Yeah, close to Turkey.
Northeast, is that, I think it's northeast, border in Turkey. And they've been going back and forth thousands of years, these people. And we've been supporting there. Like you said yesterday, it wasn't huge support, but there was some American support.
There's some Americans there. He didn't want them there. I agree.
And so he started pulling out, and now the Turkey's lining up to attack. Well, like they've done for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's one thing. So I don't know where
they fight
fall
in the Middle East. That's what they do. And you're supposed to stop them.
That's why they live in tents and
exactly.
And
they've been fighting for 1,500 years or
right.
2,500. I don't know what it is.
Because the cultures keep getting remade and destroyed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. I don't quite know where to go down on this. Ron Paul made me, you know, I respect Ron Paul's opinion. He says neocons, quote, want to keep starting endless wars and conflicts that go back hundreds of years. So he commented on this. Trump is the first president in my lifetime to understand what is our national interest and what is not. So this is a big thing that he's doing this, and he's getting vilified for, even by conservative people.
Yeah, both sides
poor Syrian militants and rebels, and, you know, Are we the world's police? I don't know where I fit. Are we the world's police?
No, I hope not.
Well, he needs to just have a strong conversation with Turkey. Turkey, if you go in
well,
here.
Well, he's going to put sanctions on him. I mean,
they're lining up for war.
Well, that's fine. Let him do it. Economic sanctions can really cripple Turkey.
Okay. James McCanney was on yesterday talking about this. Deborah Tavares is, but we haven't had Deborah on in a while. Catherine, we need to get Deborah on. Deborah scares the fire out of me.
Yeah, she's good. I love her.
Yeah, I love Deborah Tavares. But she's been commenting about this PG&E, the power company there in California. If you're in California mm-hmm. listening, you probably know who we're talking about. If you don't, then you know this is a made-up dilemma
too.
Well, it's a huge conglomerate corporation power company, and they're saying of almost two. Here's the story out of USA Today: almost 2 million Californians could be without power in the shutdown to reduce wildfire risk from power. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
they're starting them so they can. I mean, that's exactly right. That's evidence Deborah Tavares is saying. Let's get her on. Let's get an update on that. That'd be fantastic. So be aware of that, ladies and gentlemen. Record power shutoffs in California are set to become the new normal. If you live in California, maybe you should get a hold of James McKinney and think about that wing generator.
That's exactly where he should go. Do not.
If you look at the dystopian movies, Hunger Games is one of the most famous.
Yes.
Maybe the most famous we've had recently. Yep. Recently, anyway.
Good movie, too. Don't like the outcome, but good, you know. But it's hot topic, but it's a good movie.
Yes. So you watch that. That's the UN planned zones. Every zone's being utilized to its optimal to serve the whole, and it's almost like China. And when you live in the coal district, you mine coal, and that's all you do, and you live barely above, subsistence.
Subsistence, yeah.
And that's, this fits together with all that.
Sure
and
does.
Agenda 23, and pushing people, the government, pushing Hammond off his land and Bundy off his land.
And, and all the other cattle farmers off their land.
How PG&E's historic blackouts will put California's medical emergency planning to the test. I have a hard time believing that they're prepared for this. And look for problems out of this, ladies and gentlemen.
Supposedly, it's mild weather up there.
Two of Rudy Giuliani's associates who helped him dig up dirt on Joe Biden have been charged with campaign finance violations. Two associates of Rudy Giuliani have been. The two men, Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman, are Soviet-born and were under investigation by federal prosecutors in what state? Take a guess. What state is investigating them?
New York.
Bingo.
Lower East Side.
Southern District.
Oh, Southern.
Close. They're expected to appear in federal court in Virginia later today. It either had to be New York or California.
Yeah.
Probably New York. Central bankers plan for master reset into green economy. A lot of people are talking about this debt's not being paid by normal dollars. Either dollars are going to be inflated to pay the debt, or they're going to say, we're not paying it. That's it. We're going to completely default. We're going to default either way.
Yeah.
Some people talk about reset, gold-backed, whatever. Central bankers want to reset into a green economy.
They're out of their mind. Green economy doesn't work.
Well, their mind is very clear. It's about control. For them,
it's about destroying America.
This is perfect.
Yeah.
This is where, like Daniel Estlin says, and we've gotten comments about this. Daniel Estlin said he's working with the Rothschilds and what have you. Yeah, is that concerning? Of course. But, right now, do you have a better idea? Do you have a better solution? Trump is waking Americans up. We need to take that energy and then boomerang past Donald Trump.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We need to go past Donald Trump. We need to use Donald Trump to go past Donald Trump. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Donald Trump is obviously the enemy of mm-hmm. this liberal banking finance situation.
And I heard they're going to be pumping in $5 trillion. Into the banking system.
I have to.
Have to.
Oh, today is the day that originally the Federal Reserve said they were going to stop printing money into the repo market.
Wrong.
Try again.
Yeah.
It's going to go.
Guess.
Yeah.
My guess is $5 trillion.
Turkey says ground forces advancing in Syria. Again, going back to what we said. Erdogan threatens to send 3.6 million refugees to Europe. If what? We open the gates and send refugees your way. If what?
If they don't pay him off. If you don't give us money. He's been doing that for a while.
Pence aiming to release records of his own Ukraine calls. There's chatter that some people want to remove Trump and Pence and then put Pelosi in.
Right.
And, you know, yada, yada, blah, 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 blah. So Pence has gotten wrapped up in all this. Pence says, okay, just release the transcripts. I'm tired of this nonsense.
Yeah, exactly.
Alaska Supreme Court hears youth, quote, climate change lawsuit. Alaska Supreme Court. City has snowiest October in 44 years as storm strengthens over northern U.S. My mother-in-law in Idaho, Montana area said they got snow yesterday.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Montana, parts of Montana were getting
changing the weather all around the world.
University bans white students from attending anti-racism meeting.
I think that's against the Constitution.
Well, this is in... Well, no, it's a private meeting, but if it's a public school.
It's a public
this
school,
is in Britain.
Right?
This is in Britain.
Oh,
University
Britain.
Of Sheffield's student union. You know, California and Britain seem to lead
the world in insanity.
Well, they're the lead. You know, that happens there first.
Goes there and then comes here.
Next time you eat an avocado, don't throw out the pit. It's great for treating inflammation. Wow.
What
do you do?
The pit?
Yeah, what do you do? It? Boil the fruit. Wow.
Okay, spit
well,
it out.
It doesn't say it in this article. Catherine cut off the part about. Oh. I don't have that. Anyway, you can go to the news, thepowerhour.com. If call and ask, extract. So then extract from it. So they take it, I guess, ground it up. Now, the stuff in cranberries, you've always heard drink cranberry juices for urinary tract infections.
Yeah.
Well, now a study from the University of Mississippi and the University of Georgia examined it and found that's true.
Oh,
that the stuff
good.
In cranberries does.
That's an old-timey remedy.
Cranberry juice? Well, real cranberry juice. Well, it seems to be correct. Sulforaphane, a compound in cruciferous vegetables found to kill colon cancer cells. What is a cruciferous vegetable?
Whew.
This means I like broccoli? Yeah, broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, and kale. There you go.
Makes sense. I hate all of them.
I love broccoli. Kale's a little, it's got to be in something or whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, so good to be with you. Matthew Vadim on the other side. And then Perrier, we're going to get all up and down this different aspects of this quote-unquote impeachment goat rodeo. This is important. We need to understand this. They don't let us pigeonhole our opinion. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM Sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour. Thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com are two websites. All the great products are there at the Power Mall. There's a lot of sales. We're expanding and we're looking to expand our reach. We need your support to do it. Will you step up and support us? You always have. Please do. And look at the products that we have over at the Power Mall. Buy from the good guys. 877-817-9829. Our next guest is new to the Power Hour. I love getting new people, hearing new perspectives, and just really expanding our just network here. He is formerly a senior vice president at the investigative think tank Capital Research Center. He's an award-winning investigative reporter. And he's author of the book, Subversion, Inc., How Obama's Acorn Red Shirts Are Still Terrorizing and Ripping Off American Taxpayers. So that's a book you may want to check out. His website, Matthew Vadum, Matthew with two T's, Vadum, VADUM.com is his website. Matthew, welcome to the Power Hour.
Hey, thank you.
Well, what is it? Before we get too far, what is an investigative think tank? What is that?
Well, it's a think tank that does journalism, that investigates issues and writes reports on them.
So it's basically it's a journalist outlet. I mean, when I think of think tank, I think of people getting together a think tank to, you know, solve a problem of world hunger or something, or, you know, I don't know. When I think think tank.
Well, it's just like a, you know, you could say it's a think tank that's focused on a specific purpose, and that is on
uncovering the truth.
You know, developing expertise in a specific subject. Area.
Well, you're known throughout the country, throughout the world, really. You've been on many TV shows talking about this. Let's start with this, I call it a goat rodeo, that's called the impeachment inquiry, which, how can it be impeachment inquiry? It's not a congressional impeachment inquiry. It's a, you can call it a Democratic, but not a, where do you stand on this? What do you see? Give us some background here. What is important to you?
Well, there's no... there's no impeachment inquiry because it was simply declared unilaterally by Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. There was no resolution, organizing resolution passed setting up a framework for dealing with the impeachment, as was done all three previous times presidential impeachments were considered: Andrew Johnson 1868, Richard Nixon 1974, and Bill Clinton 1998. Resolutions were passed saying, you know, we, the House of Representatives, are going to consider the impeachment of the president, and we're authorizing certain committees to have subpoena power, and, you know, laying some ground rules. And that wasn't done this time. And the Constitution allows the House of Representatives to pursue, to process an impeachment however it wishes, but this is unprecedented, and it's alarming in that it seems designed to just railroad the president.
Well, I would argue, and I said this pretty vehemently, this is not a congressional review, because Congress doesn't have the full subpoena power. Other parties don't have subpoena power. This is basically Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, and the seven dwarfs are going after Trump with everything they have. That's all I see. Am I wrong?
No, I would say that's about right.
Now,
that's
to me,
about
that
right, and but they're hoping they can get it all done before anybody figures it out.
Now, I see yesterday, big story. I'm reading articles from AP, from USA Today, all out there, and they keep saying that Trump, who's refusing to cooperate, who's telling people don't answer these subpoenas, that he is bucking Congress. I am adamant about this. I want to know where you stand on this. He is not bucking Congress. He is bucking Nancy Pelosi at all. That's who he's bucking. He is not bucking Congress because there's been no vote.
Well, I would agree. He's not bucking Congress. He's not obstructing justice. He's simply saying there is no legitimate process here, and I don't have to, as president, dignify this phony impeachment inquiry with a response, or with supplying officials to testify, and I think that that's entirely proper. And he said, if you pass a proper impeachment inquiry resolution, then I'll probably comply with it. You know, as long as the rules are fair, that's what he said. And, that seems reasonable to me.
Why is corporate media so biased on trying to legitimize, to me, that's just, this is what it seems to me. It seems like corporate media is all in on trying to legitimize this witch hunt, whatever you want to call it. That's what it seems to me. Am I making things up in my head?
No, I think that's about right. And I think it's just because there is a bias, a very strong liberal bias, left-wing bias in journalists today. They really hate Trump, and they want to do whatever they can to get rid of him.
Why do you think they hate Trump so? Why do they hate Trump so bad?
Well, because he's been very conservative in terms of his policies. So, naturally, they don't support those policies, so that's why makes them irate, and as well, a lot of them think that Trump is beneath them. They view him as someone, even though he's a billionaire, they view him as essentially a working class guy from Queens, New York, which is essentially what he is. And they think he's crude and a vulgarian and unworthy of being president. So they look down on him.
Let's get to this Ukraine call, supposed call. Adam Schiff gets in front of Congress, in front of the American people, and has this transcript, passes it off like this is what the president said. Come to find out, it's nothing like he said at all. Two separate issues. One, let's look at the call itself. Do you see any real improprieties in the president asking about this corruption?
No, I can understand why some people, you know, read the transcript and it offends their sense of fair play. But I think that presidents have been attaching conditions. I don't think he actually attached conditions to foreign aid here, to the aid package that was
like
going
Biden.
To Ukraine. But even
like
if he
Biden
had,
did.
But even if he had, yes, as Biden did, but even if he had, that's been going on since, you know, as long as there have been presidents. That's what presidents do. They think he's going after a potential political opponent, which he is. But the question, you know, the issue is why is he doing it? Is he doing it to get to the bottom of the conspiracy against him that's been trying to oust him from office from the time he was elected? Should he let this wrongdoing go uninvestigated and unprosecuted just because a potential rival in the upcoming 2020 election happens to be a part of it? I would say no, he shouldn't. But for some people, this is just too much for their brains to process, and they figure that he's got to be doing it for a corrupt purpose.
The hypocrisy in this, when I hear from Biden, and they're so aghast. Oh, okay, he's so over the top. Asking him, are you kidding? I mean, he is the top law enforcement officer in this country by constitutional law. The president of the United States is. He can start an investigation. He can end investigations. He can. Why can't he ask? I mean, there is so much smoke around Biden and around the Ukraine. He can't ask a question? It seems ridiculous to me.
Well, right. And, the issue is, do these Democrat politicians, do they enjoy, a legal privilege against being prosecuted and investigated? They seem to think they do. If they do something...
Well, that's a good point.
If they do something wrong, that they... or they're thought to have done something wrong, they feel that they should just be, you know, no one should ever go after them. And they've been pretty successful in beating back most investigations and prosecutions. Look at Hillary Clinton, who a lot of people think, you know, should have been in prison a long time ago with all of her corruption. But she has managed to avoid facing the music for many, many years.
All right, I'm going to ask you the $64,000 question. You just kind of brought it up, that the people in the Democratic Party, politicians in general, but certainly here recently, people like Biden, people like Clinton, are able to avoid and push this off. Why are they able to basically walk around and not let the raindrops hit them at all? It's crazy.
What? Because they're part of the system, the establishment, and the establishment protects itself. And when you try to do something outside of it, you are marginalized. You're criticized and marginalized. And if things get to be really bad from their point of view, they try to eliminate you. And push you out of office. So,
is that what's going on with Trump?
Explain it.
Is that what's going on with Trump? Yeah.
I think that's exactly what's going on with Trump.
You have a lot of contacts. Obviously, you've been part of this investigative think tank, what have you. The people that you talk to, I mean, you have to. How deep does this go? I mean, is this just like obvious to your friends? Like Hillary Clinton has got to be one of the most corrupt, murderous witches in the history of American politics. I mean, does that go through your mind, or does what do other people think in your industry?
Well, yeah, Hillary Clinton is legendary as as a corrupt political player, and this is not too many people would dispute that. Who I know on both sides of the aisle in politics, they would agree that Hillary Clinton has been acting with impunity for decades, and she's never been held accountable. Look at all the stuff she did as Secretary of State. She let the four men die in Benghazi, Libya, in that attack on the U.S. Mission there, and then claimed that she was taking responsibility for it, but then didn't really. She felt she did nothing wrong, and how dare anybody question her decision not to defend those brave men who died.
I almost keep asking you the exact same question. I'm just puzzled. I mean, is this something different than I'm imagining in my head? For this to work, for this scheme and this goat rodeo and this show, which is American politics, which is put in front of us, Hillary Clinton being one of the center rings of this, I mean, almost all of corporate media has to be involved in supporting this. It's like a joint. There's no line between them. They're supporting each other. Am I crazy here?
No, not at all. And it's even bled over into Fox News Channel, which many people consider to be, considered to be a tool of the Republican Party. Some have even said that it sets the agenda for the Republican Party, that it's pulling the strings. And yet, Fox News, Shepard Smith is pretty clearly anti-Trump, and I think Trump needs to be gone. And so does Judge Andrew Napolitano, another Fox on-air personality who has now become rabidly anti-Trump.
That hurt me bad when he, I mean, it's like, I'm looking at this. I mean, obviously he's a judge and has a lot more constitutional experience than I do, but I mean, this is clear. This is, to me, this is clear as clear can be. And for him to turn and come out so strong the other way, I mean, is Mickey Mouse, got to him or something? Disney got to him? What?
Somebody got to him, but he doesn't seem to realize that in the realm of international relations and in statesmanship, that a lot of things a president does that might be considered illegal, between private individuals are not illegal. You're allowed to, he did have a quid pro quo, or that he threatened Ukraine with withholding the military, with withholding aid. But even if he had, it would have been okay. But a lot of people don't seem to understand the context of politics and how they're operating in a different realm, and that this idea of criminal law doesn't apply, Judge Napolitano said over and over again, "Oh, it's clear the president is obstructing justice," and it makes me scratch my head. It's like, what do you mean he's obstructing justice? The concept doesn't apply here.
It boggles my mind. What he can't ask a question. Well, when he uses the word favor, he doesn't even use Joe Biden. He asks about CrowdStrike. He asks about the email servers, which the DNC said our server's been hacked. It came somewhere from Ukraine. We're not going to turn them over to the FBI. And so he goes to the head of Ukraine and says, "What's going on with these servers? Do me a favor to look into that." That is an expected question. We want our president to ask that question, do we not?
Well, I think so, because he's not just in investigating the plot to use the security apparatus of the United States to oust him from the White House. He is acting in the best interests of not just himself, but of the American people. And he's right when he says that the Democrats and the people behind this have been attempting a coup d'etat, and that this issue needs to be, that they need to get to the bottom of this.
Okay, where is this going to go? Matt, where is this? We got about 7 minutes, and it's been great meeting you. We'll have to have you on again when we can do a little longer or something. But where is this going to go?
Well, right now, if I were a betting man, and I'm, you know, I'm not really. I've gotten things wrong so many times in the past making political predictions. But right now, it certainly looks like the Democrats are hell-bent on impeaching President Trump no matter what. So I'd say they're going to impeach him. They're going to find a way to do it. And they're probably going to pay the consequences for doing that. I think there will be widespread public revulsion, and I think it will backfire on the Democrats. And the impeachment articles, assuming they get approved by the House, won't go anywhere in the Senate, which will vote to acquit, as it should, President Trump. It might be a very short trial there, as Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has suggested. You know, for all we know, that the trial could open and then someone immediately could move to dismiss for lack of evidence, and they could do that if they want. So I think that's where this is heading right now. I think that unless something changes, the trajectory here of the events is that President Trump will be impeached. It's a disgrace that it's going to get that far.
I agree. If I lived on Mars and I dropped down here in America for the last month or so, and I looked at this, trying to separate myself from it completely, having very little background to it, what have you, the personalities, and I looked at what President Trump is being accused of with, I don't see any evidence of it, marginal at best, an opinion, I mean, at best. And then I see what Biden said on tape, what he did, that he did do a pro quo, that he did hold funds over the head of Ukraine. He did manipulate their foreign policy. He did all the things that Trump is being accused of with no evidence. I mean, I'm looking at this, I'm like, what planet are these people? Are they stupid? I mean, really, that if I didn't know any better, is something wrong with these people?
Well, I think that they're so consumed with Trump derangement syndrome that to compartmentalize is a term that people used during the Bill Clinton impeachment inquiry in 1998 and 1999, and that, that people recognized that Bill Clinton had done something wrong, but still didn't think it warranted his removal from office, because otherwise they were happy with his performance as president. So it's like people separate these things in their minds and just focus on what's important to them. And they want to see Trump go down. So all the other evidence fades to the background.
The 2020 election obviously is looming in just over a year. What are the key parts of this? Will Trump get reelected? I know you're not a prognosticator, but, just break it down for us what you see.
Well, I thought Trump would get, I'm not always wrong. I thought Trump would get elected in 2016. I wasn't sure what the path to victory would be, like what states he'd get and so on. But I had a good sense that he was going to win despite almost all the polls suggesting he would not. I think barring unforeseen, serious developments, I would say Trump will be reelected, because it's very unusual to dump a president after one term. There has to be a very good reason for it. And I don't think that the Democrats have come up with one here. I think that whoever is nominated as the Democratic Party standard bearer in the 2020 election, and right now it certainly looks like it's going to be Elizabeth Warren, is so kooky, so radically left-wing and out there on policies that the American people are going to be justifiably scared, frightened, of the damage these radical policies will do to the country, to society, to the economy, and to their and how it will adversely affect their own personal well-being. So in that sense, that's a godsend for President Trump that he's going to face such that no matter who the Democrats nominate, it's going to be a kook. And that's good for President Trump, that he's going to be fighting, that despite all of his various deficits and problems and his erratic, eccentric, at times eccentric behavior, he's going to, whoever he's going up against is going to be perceived as worse. And so he's lucky. So that's the way I see it.
I was going to ask. I was going to continue with that, but I'll, do you think the economy looms over this? Because we've seen some big cracks with the repo market. The Fed is basically printing money through the back door here. Do you think it's almost a race? Because it seems to me the big issue is if the economy or stock market or perception of economy is decent, Trump will win. If it's not, then maybe we're talking. Maybe something's on the table here.
Yeah, there's merit to that view. You know, if the economy is going well and people are happy and feeling secure, strong, or at least is perceived to be strong, then Trump definitely has an edge. The only way to get rid of him is if something really dramatic happens. And as I said, even if it does, still the people, I don't think the American people want a kook like Elizabeth Warren as president. They're going to do some hard thinking before going into the ballot booth and pushing the button, for someone who isn't that different from Hugo Chavez or Fidel Castro in terms of her outlook.
There's the music. Matthew Vadum is the website. 2 T's, Vadum is his website. And also, tell us about the book and where we can get it, Matthew, quickly.
Subversion Inc. You can get it at Amazon.com. And, it's about Obama and Acorn and the evils of community organizing and Saul Alinsky.
All right. God bless you, Matthew. Very nice to meet you.
You too.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea.
Hey, Matthew, thank
ideas
you so
have
much.
Helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us.